Last few weeks, we've been going through this series on work, and one of the things that we've looked at is God's original design for work, that God had in mind that work is a good thing, that work would be done to creatively bring out the beauty and the wonder and the potential of God's good creation, and just develop and bring that to light. But also, the intention that God had for work is that through work, we would work alongside of God, that we would partner with God in blessing other people and blessing His creation. But then sin entered the world, and along with that sin, cursing. And not the curse of bad words kind of curse, but the curse of suddenly we've moved away from God's original intention for what work was supposed to be. And suddenly work, instead of being something glorious and creative and good, now it became something miserable because we seek after something else. And we've lost sight of God's good intention. Now, instead of serving our neighbor through work, we are going to work to try to build myself up, to serve myself. We go to work and our main concern is how much money can I bring in? Or we go to work to make a name for ourselves. So we have a good reputation, so word gets out about how skillful we are and how necessary we are and stuff like that. So now we no longer serve our neighbor, but through our work, we try to distinguish ourselves from our neighbor in hopes that they'll recognize just how special we are. Well, we've been spending a lot of time in these early chapters of Genesis, and we're going to just camp out here in Genesis 11 for a little while this morning. Again, Genesis is a book about beginnings, right? It's where we turn to see how things got started. And when we look at our world today, we say, where did this come from? How did this become the norm? We look to Genesis. And so that's why we've been looking at Genesis, as we're thinking about what was God's intention for work. And then we also see the pollution that comes, the curse that comes into work. Genesis 11 comes right after the flood, the great Noah's flood, and soon after that, the descendants of Noah start moving east. They settle in a valley in Mesopotamia, and actually it's a place that would become Babylon. And as they settle there, they begin to build the tower, and it's a strange story because God kind of puts the brakes on their building project. We wonder, what's going on? How come God doesn't want this to happen? Is somehow God has something against bricks? God doesn't want cities built? What's going on here? So let's take a few minutes and look carefully at the text and see if we can discern something about this tendency of humanity to move in a different direction from God's original intent for work.